Beginning of current daf, Masechtas Bavakama daf Pei Hey. Beginning of Beis, get to the beginning of the words of the Gemara, which really this seems to belong in the Mishnah daf Pei Gimel of Beis. Roinus Akilu Shemikishon. We view him as if he's a guard, a watchman for the cucumbers, which Shekvan Nosen Loi Dimei Yado Dimei Raglo, which he already gave him the value of his hands and his foot. Which Tais explains Shemikishon LeKoya Regel. But the guardian for the cucumber is not going on the foot, because the Biraglu come with Gemara, because regarding the foot, if that was cut off, the Gemara says actually Sheves Kishama HaPesach. Not like you can't watch cucumbers, you could just watch the doorway. Av Gishun in Yochalishma, but you cannot watch the cucumbers. Or Inami, or you could say, Begemara Eri, actually Bishimish Neiraglov. The Gemara is talking about where both legs are broken. Domi Desimis Eni, which is similar to the case of when the eye was blind, because obviously the eye Bishimish Neiraglov must be too much blind in both eyes, because the Eni Ach is only one eye, then Roel Lechazeh, well then he's still fit to do whatever needs eyesight with one eye, sure, but Chilev was fit at the beginning. But the Sefta Namekitani, Sefta also would learn Roi Nesekilu Chigur Shemi Kishuin, that we view him as if, when he's lame, as if he could watch the cucumbers. Mashma the chig yachalishma, it sounds like a lame, if only one, like he could watch the cucumbers. Now it seemed, now more of it says, if he was, let's say, a school teacher, I don't say that, oh, now that his hand broke, that he, like, as if he's a guardian for cucumbers. So if his leg breaks, and let's say he used to do something that would needlepoint, or the delicate craft of stringing the pearls. We don't say kilo shema pesach, as if it's just like a guard for the doorway. If that's the case, locksmith is in, then actually that just would be ruined. Because what do you mean? He can still do that job. And the other hand, a general person, this doesn't have a specialty. That was saying that it's only like the general craft that would be for a person that's lame or blind and so on and so forth. Next is Matthew, begin with the Gemara. The mitpachai gavra, Tais explained, kolaymer. In other words, what it means to say is it doesn't mean when he's going to get healthy, because that's not the case. He's not getting his hand back. It means, but chilik shaybar, meaning in the beginning, when he was healthy, he was able to do this. So that's what the Gemara is asking. You should get shevis for that. Next is Matthew, begin with the Gemara. Choshoy, nesolay dmei kulay. If he makes him deaf, he has to give him the whole value. Tais says, alkochle mari. Obviously, we're not talking about ba'isa shekita as yodoi. We're not talking about what we said before. It's the same person. The guy that he broke his head, but Shiba's dragon, he broke his leg, but same man, he blinded his eye. No, not going on that. And then he made him deaf. And lefilah ba'adam shalim. We're talking about, no, a regular, intact person. Doing the same thing, just like the case when you blind his eye. Obviously, the liar ba'isa shekita yodoi, but Shiba's dragon, it's not going back on the previous, when they broke his hand and broke his leg. So Bishibi Ragli ain't nice and El Kisham Pesach, because if he broke his leg, you only give him how much he could watch the doorway, which is less than grinding the milk, which is what you're saying a blind guy gets. So obviously it's not going back on what I said before. So it's a wonder, because the Mashmahacha says something like over here, the Cheresh, just being deaf mute, meaning just being deaf, nothing to do with broken hand, broken foot, and so on and so on. Loish of media, the Gemara saying is not worth anything. Midden Loish Lady may cool even the fact that he gave his entire value. But Perkam the Erech, the first Perkam the Erech, the Bezim and Aleph, now we learn the Mishnah Cheresh of Nidon Nerochen, that they could be the subject of a Neder or Erech vow as if they have monetary value. But I mean, Tommy says, the Eshlechal again, there's a difference between the Cheresh by the Adam, if he's made deaf mute by a person, which that's he has no value. L'cheresh b'day shemayim, when he's with death at the hands of heaven, then he does have value. The Re-Nira, according to the reappears, the Hacha ba'adam she'im ba'umnis. He was talking about a person has no profession, like we explained in the previous Dibur Maschil in Ryan, and v'chimashma medinoka dali davlo. Also, that we pick generic things like drawing water and then going an agency. Such a person, when he becomes deaf, in Shabbat is not worth anything. There's someone who has a profession, a professional, even if he's deaf, does have value and he can be the subject of a vow. Next is Matthew Bingle Gimocha. He did Nezik Vidipa Pshevis. Although that for damages and for doctor bills and for missing work and for being unemployed, we're not going to give him. But the question is regarding, like we said, for the Baishas, I say this is a time, it's a wonder. Because Bishlam and Ezek of Shevis, we understand regarding damages and the loss of work, the digitally, that makes sense, you don't have to give. Because that's included. When you ultimately make him deaf, then you have to give him the whole, the value of his total value anyway. So he has no more value that he's missing work for or whatever. El Wipalama, Lama Pshita Lai, why was it so obvious to him that the doctor bills, Shiba Khaldemekulai, that should be included in the entire value? That, like, as if you don't have to pay for doctor bills, Yesim Mitzar Boish is more than pain and for shame, with it, you do have to give. The Goris Reaper Behadi Tzar Boish. It says, no, the Girsa is actually that the Reaper should be together with Tzar Boish. But not together with Nezik Shabbos. And it wasn't so obvious that you don't have to give each one. You don't have to give a reaper. It's still difficult because the Baikav Baile, what's he asking? Why should you be exempt from the deductibles and from the pain and from the shame of every single one individually? Because he ends up making him deaf, muted, and he gives him the whole entire value. Why is it different than cutting up his hand? Although he has to give him the damage, which is the value of his hand, still nice and reaper tzara b'ishes. Still have to give the deductibles and the pain and the shame. So why wouldn't you have to give pain a reaper tzara b'ishes? Because of ultimately making me cherish, like more about otu, you think in chavul becherish. If someone does an injury in the deaf person, chayiv to be b'tzar b'shes, you think he'll be exempt from b'tzar b'shes, even if the guy's deaf? No, of course you have to pay the doctor bills. Me, however, ma'adin ali come on from this type of little mission later on the pesach menav chayiv becherish chayiv. That if someone injures the cherish, he's gonna be chayiv. That ain't ladaktik. That you don't analyze from there, because the matzal maybe you could say the hasim becherish b'dei shemayim. That you could say that he was a deaf mute from the hands of heaven, because the rabbi in the tam. So he's a professional, like we mentioned before, so therefore that wouldn't be a raya regarding his value that you chayef for. But moreover, the le'el ashkechan, previously we mentioned, the chayef reaper shalem makam nezik, that you're chayef reaper without damages. So why is it tied up with the damage of the mekula that you don't have to give reaper? Another one, there is the sometimes the guy's going to gain by making the guy deaf at the end, because if the pain and the doctor bills were more than his whole entire value, he'll just make him deaf. That doesn't make sense. That he'll save that way. But it appears to read, no, the b'shidim sham tzara. Of course, it was obvious to the Gemara that, no, you're going to pay for the pain, the shame, and the doctor bills of every single one. So what was the question? And the question was, cut his hand on Sunday. Let him do it, didn't value him. Yeah. B.M. Shane Monday, Shibiragli broke his leg, let him do it, didn't value him. B.M. Shlich on Tuesday, Hershey made him deaf mute. Oh, the question is, Miriam, do we say the Chasham Kilos, I go to Pamachas? It was all done one time, but I'm not called Beyachan. Of course, he's not getting offered out paying and everything, but it should be a one time assessment. Wait, Dima, maybe no, Kimin Shachabola, so he's a Chazer, since the injuries were consecutive, I'm the Chalachas, we've been beside Bushes, but then ask me to value each one independently, which would be more. Now, Benafkmina, the relevancy is Shane Ol Kokach, Shem Nakabayach. It's not so much when you value it all at once. Commercial Ol Kshem Nikolach, but that's the way it is if you value each one independently. Connect just matter between the Gemara, Shabbos, Hapaychas, and Bedamma. What's Allah with a Shabbos that he causes him to go down the value only temporarily? As Tracy explained, going, for example, Shekol Yaday, where the Gemara is going to explain that it hits him on the hand, but Samsa and it swells. It's going to end up coming back down. Where Taisa explains, besides for the loss of work every single day until he gets healed, his value also goes down. Meaning, why is it going down? It's going to end up healing. Because people are not so well versed to recognize by grounding his hand, is going to come back. And they're not going to enter into a doubt to purchase him like a healthy person, who has the flexibility of both hands. And they think is not going to heal anymore. Oh, so that's where the question is. But wherever knows he's going to get healthy back again. Because you only give him the shepherds every single day, there's no point in paying him for more than that, because it does not consider pchastam at all.